I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6:41, time now for Dina Stern at the 40. Dina Al Lopez covering this morning. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
It looks like Borat broke up Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock. They were married for less than 4 months, and then they divorced 2 weeks after the movie premiered. And many have suspected that her role in the movie caused the split. And in a new interview with the Daily Beast, Sacha Baron Cohen, the star of the movie, confirmed that, yes, it did. Now, if you don't remember the movie, I had to look it up online to see the clip. He kidnaps her because he wants to marry her.
It's hilarious.
So he said that Anderson told him via text that they broke up, and she put Borat as the reason for the divorce. When she told him, now he wasn't, thought she was kidding at first, but apparently it was true. And he said that she was involved. She knew what was going to be happening.
Well, she was a good actress, though, because it really looks like he took her. She had no clue.
She knew, and the other actors knew. He said, otherwise, it would have been a real kidnapping. So I guess she was in on it, but apparently it broke them up.
DinaStirk.com.
Apparently, Justin Timberlake was considered to be the star for Rocket Man. Now, this is very early on, starring Taron Egerton playing Elton John, but it turns out he wasn't the first choice. Justin Timberlake was the person that Elton John and his husband David Furnish were very interested in because they were impressed with his appearance in Elton's 2001 video, This Train Don't Stop There Anymore. He said, we never formally approached Justin because we were never at the stage where it was the right time to approach him. They were talking to a Hollywood Reporter about this, but he did an amazing job in the video. So they're still very happy with Taron, but they said that he was a possibility in the very beginnings of it.
Yeah, it could even be a small possibility, too. They're like, how about Justin Timberlake? And they go, no. Hey, he was considered.
There you go. That
right?
Counts.
Considered.
Well, Josh Lucas's ex-wife, Jessica Sainchin Henriquez, is officially moving from their on-again, off-again relationship. Josh Lucas from Sweet Home Alabama. They got divorced in 2014, and the blast says that she has put a bunch of their stuff up for sale on Craigslist and made sure to get a few digs on him at the same time. Some of the highlights, queen-size mattress. I won't read all of it, but queen-size mattress. I'll basically say never been used. Has no stains, no damage, the tears have dried. Coffee mug set of four. He knew how I liked my coffee. It was the one thing I loved about him. I quit drinking coffee the year I finally quit him. I don't miss it. Him or the coffee. Hanging plants. For the first few months, they shriveled and slumped over like lifeless reminders that I did not know how to love things.
Wow. This is to write a book.
Real burns on this guy.
Really descriptive.
Luckily, selling it, it's going to go to a nonprofit, Moms for Moms, so that's kind of nice.
DinaStirk.com.
And the star claims that Daniel Craig's wife, Rachel Weisz, allegedly has him on a very short leash. Someone tells the magazine that Rachel made it expressly clear that she expects Daniel is what she expects of him. He's under orders to check in with Rachel as soon as he wakes up and the moment he goes to sleep at night without exception. But they say that he is that having a strong woman around him has made him a better man. So maybe that's the kind of woman he needs. So nothing wrong with that.
And maybe she told him he needs to do another James Bond film. Because I love those movies. Thank you very much, Rachel. You're an amazing person.
There you go. Call up Rachel. Let her know how you feel.
I will.
Because that's how it goes. You to Rachel to him. And that's your dirt at 6:40. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And we called before we dug. Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, call 733-2800. Now, latest in Hollywood. What's going on, Lopez?
Oh, well, the big news is that newly released documents in the Jussie Smollett case show that the two brothers told police that the Empire actor did stage the attack on him. There are more than 450 pages of case reports, arrest files, and other documents relating to the investigation. A lot of the names were redacted. Some stuff is not in there, so you can't read everything. But CBS Chicago reported about some of the things in the report that were interesting. The brothers were questioned by Chicago police on February 13th and confessed that he planned the alleged assault. And in the months preceding the attack, apparently he was texting them. He texted one of the brothers to try to get some drugs as well. So they did know each other, according to those texts. They said that he also helped them scout the location for the attack. The report says that Jussie Smollett told police that he informed the doorman that I just got jumped and then went into his apartment. So it seems like a lot of strange things are in the report, but he was eventually indicted on the charges of the faking the attack, but they were dropped when he reached a deal with prosecutors. So don't know if these released forms are going to change anything, but they are out there.
It's a lot of paperwork.
That is a lot of paperwork to deal with, yeah.
Yep.
Well, big news for Cody Lee. If you did not watch his video from the America's Got Talent audition.
Wow, it was incredible.
It makes you cry, so just be prepared for that. So make sure you watch that Cody Lee one first.
We have the video up on our Facebook page, by the way.
So he's blind, he's autistic, and he is also an amazing singer. And TMZ reports that the newfound star already has a show booked in California at the Shamrock Irish Pub in California on June 7th. But there's going to be a lot of disappointed fans because apparently the owner of the pub says the calls just keep pouring in for reservations for this kid. So he's selling out places already. So that's awesome. That's so good to hear about him.
It's going to be so tight with the tables, people won't be able to get up and walk.
They won't.
They won't rock around.
Shoved
You're
in
restricted
there.
To your table.
That's right. DinasDirt.com. Pete Davidson has wiped his Instagram clean again. If you go to his page, you won't find any photos. Plus, he's unfollowed everybody, including his ex, Kate Beckinsale. So the first time he wiped his account was back in December when fans were worried about him because he was saying things about suicide and an alarming post about his mental health. But he did come back in April, and his Instagram bio mentioned that filmmaker Marco Russell Price was running his account. But all those mentions of Price have also been deleted. So don't know why he's deleting everything again. I don't know if people are worried again, but maybe he'll post something soon to let us know.
DinasDirt.com.
And fans are worried. Does Kylie Jenner know how to wash her face? She was demonstrating how to use her new Kylie Skin Foaming Face Wash in a clip on Instagram. She rubbed the soap over her skin for about 10 seconds and then rinsed it off and then wiped her face with a dry towel. So fans were like very upset with her, saying she didn't wash her face long enough to fully remove makeup because you could see the foundation all over the towel still. So she didn't clearly wash it off.
People saying, it's not your problem. It's her problem.
They said you washed your face for 2 seconds and she was using a filter the whole time, which was kind of funny. One fan tweeted on all caps, "Learn how to wash your face. How hard is this? Basic hygiene, y'all." I agree with you. It is basic hygiene. You should learn how to wash your face.
Yeah, and if you're worried about people making comments, use the Snapchat filter, the little ferret there.
The ferret?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
So you can't really see what you're doing. You see your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep, use that one.
Use a filter.
There you go. She was using a filter.
A funny one, though.
She was using the one with, like, the flowers around it.
Oh, okay. So. Apparently not so. That one makes you glow, though.
It did make her glow. So you didn't even know if anything came off her face because she's glowing the whole time. And that is your Dirt at 740. Fresh Dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time to dig up some dirt with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez in with the gossip. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, call 733-2800. So what's up?
Well, the Jonas Brothers have been talking about their breakup, and they were doing an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, and Nick Jonas said that he was afraid that his brothers wouldn't speak to him after they broke up. He said, "I feared that, you know, we would never speak. They would never speak to me again because he was the one who instigated the breakup." And as for why they called it quits, he said, "To call it creative differences is almost too simple. I guess there were a lot of things." He said, "I think a lot of people lost the appetite for what we were putting into the world. So we were putting up shows that we weren't selling. We were making music, and I don't think we were all super proud of it, and it wasn't connected.
Huh.
So you think this break actually was the best thing for them.
Or Joe ate all my peanut butter.
That would have been the... Oh, I would have broken
it's
up with
over.
Them immediately.
Yeah.
Done.
Definitely.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, the troubled life of singer R. Kelly is getting more complicated. He's now facing nearly a dozen new sexual assault charges. NBC News reports that he's been charged with 11 felonies, some of which carry max sentences up to 30 years in prison. There's aggravated criminal assault, assault by force, criminal abuse, and three of the charges are for abuse against the victim 13 and 16. So what's different this time is prosecutors say Kelly has previously only faced lower level felonies, up to 7 year sentences, but his attorney is not concerned. He says these new charges are not really new. They're the same conduct, just charged differently. Hmm. Same alleged victim, same time frame, same facts. So he is saying that he is innocent. He's denied all accusations against him. So I guess we'll see what happens with these.
DinasDirt.com.
Is Rod Stewart thinking about retirement? He kind of a little bit. He was talking to The Sun, and he says he's been rethinking his career, but may not be giving up performing altogether. But he says about retirement, it's closer than you think. I think I'll always sing, but I can't always do this. There gotta come a time when I'm going to say, right, put away the tight trousers and all the funny clothes. So it doesn't sound like he'll be doing anything elaborate, but he says maybe some chill singing thing performances.
He's 74 years old, so at least sit down. Because I know he likes to kick soccer balls into the audience. Something like that. Just come out and sing on a couch.
I think that's what he's saying. It might be time to sit down and not move around so much.
Have a beer.
DinasDirt.com.
Whatever.
And Melissa McCarthy says she can't carry a purse with a shoulder strap. She was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and they asked her about the hardest thing she had to do for a film, and she said, I've done a lot of stunts, but I could not, for any amount of time or money, keep a purse on my shoulder. She said, because people started laughing, she said, God, I wish this was a joke. I'm built someone like a Christmas tree. I have no shoulders at all. Hmm. And she was talking about her new movie, and she said, there were scenes where I just started weirdly clutching the bag like a raw steak or something. I can't carry a lady's bag.
Can you do it around your neck, though?
I guess she could have done that.
Yeah, kept it around.
Yeah. Well, she's fine with clutches. She can do that, or like if she's using her hand, but putting it on her shoulder, ain't gonna happen. And that is your dirt. At 8:40, we'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.